Involvement due to nerve compression or infiltration is most commonly seen by tumors which invade the intercostal, the paravertebral, or the retroperitoneal spaces. Symptoms of peripheral nerve involvement include constant burning pain with dysesthesia in an area of sensory loss. Pain is radicular and usually unilateral. Documentation of the entrapped nerve can be done using CT scanning of the anatomic region of nerve compression. Pain is the initial symptom in 95% of patients with brachial plexopathy. The most common neurological findings are weakness and atrophy of hand muscles. With upper brachial plexus involvement, the thumb and index finger are most commonly involved. In the lower brachial plexus, the fourth and fifth fingers are usually involved. Horner syndrome is common. Pain can be caused by radiation fibrosis as well as tumor, the common distinguishing factor being neurological signs precede onset of pain when the etiology is radiation fibrosis. CT scanning is the most useful diagnostic tool in assessment of this syndrome. Lumbosacral plexopathy is seen in patients with locally extensive cancers of the prostate, testicle, rectum, bladder, or cervix. Pain is usually the first symptom of plexus involvement, followed weeks later by sensory and motor loss in the lower extremity. This pain is a constant, dull, aching, pressure-like sensation in the hip or sacral areas, with only occasional sensations of burning pain in those areas. Incontinence is associated only about 10% of the time. The lower part of the plexus is most often involved. Nerve roots L5 to S3 are the most common nerve roots involved. Most common clinical signs are foot drop, pelvic lordosis, and numbness of the thigh, the sole of the foot, and the perineum. The upper plexus can also be invaded by tumor. Motor loss is manifested by flexor weakness with difficulty in negotiating stairs. Sensory loss is most often numbness in the anterior high. Differential diagnosis includes aortic aneurysm, diabetes mellitus, trauma, and lumbosacral neuritis. Pain occurs in about 40% of patients who have leptomeningeal disease. Headache without neck stiffness is a common finding. Low back pain and vomiting are frequent complaints. Patients often present with cognitive failure such as somnolence and mental confusion and cranial nerve involvement. The best way to make a diagnosis is a lumbar puncture to recover malignant cells from the spinal fluid. Elevated cerebral spinal fluid protein and low glucose concentrations are frequently associated with this syndrome. MRI with gadolinium contrast frequently shows increased signal in the meninges.